Hi, this is Mary with Autism Every Day, and today I'm going to talk to you about vacationing at Walt Disney World with your child with autism. My son's speech therapist encouraged me to take him to Disney World when he was only 3 years old. They have a special assistance card and they welcome children with autism, she told me, and it will help his language development. Well, that's all the convincing I needed. On our first day, I was watching teary-eyed as my son hugged Pooh and Tigger with the most engaged and connected smile I had seen in months. Now Walt Disney World is our favorite vacation destination. If you've dreamed about taking your child with autism to Disney World, but thought you or your child couldn't handle the challenges it can involve, I have one word of advice. Go. The look on your child's face will be worth the effort and money you put into this trip. When you take the advantage of the special accommodations that Disney World offers to children with autism, you and your child will have a memorable time. Here are some tips for a magical vacation with Mickey Mouse. First, planning your trip. Two excellent resources in addition to the Walt Disney World site are the annual guidebook, Birnbaum's Walt Disney World, and the website, allearsnet.com. This is a great website. It includes tips for enjoying Disney with children with autism, information on special diets, ride reviews, and more. And I made picture cards with the pictures that I got from this site's photos. You can left click, or if you're using a Mac, just drag those photos over and you'll get perfect thumbnails for picture cards, and that can help you get your child ready, and those picture cards can be used for transitions in the parks. If for some reason that sounds too hard to you, or you want to just skip that step, then go to my website, which is located at Yahoo. You go to Yahoo Groups, and after you get into Yahoo Groups, type in autism_everyday. And that is my Yahoo group, and that has my Disney picture cards on there. You can print them right from the site. If you trim them up, then they'll fit into a 5x7 photo album that you can buy for about $1.29, and you can put your child's picture in there and those picture cards, and there's also some picture cards for handling airport security, and you can put your guest assistance card in there, and it's just a really nice little resource that you can tuck into your fanny pack or your purse when you're going into the parks. So when should you go? Well, the peak seasons are during summer and Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas and Easter, and it is quite crowded, and especially in the summer, of course, it's miserably hot. But you could still go, but I like to go in November. It's wonderful. And if you can get, like my school has a couple of teacher planning days coming up in November that are adjacent to a weekend. So that's a perfect little vacation right there. The airfares are low and the hotels are never cheaper. That's really the best weather, and you can have a great time for even 3 days. Now, going to the airport, that may be one of the things that is keeping you from going. Well, no child with autism can be an angel while traveling on an airplane. In fact, no child, period, can be an angel. But preparing your child in advance with a visual schedule, and if you choose a nonstop and a morning flight, that's going to make the trip a lot easier for him to handle. Please pack your carry-on bag with water and chewy and crunchy snacks, because you'll never know if you'll be delayed, and sensory toys and anything that you think will keep him calm, books or whatever he likes. If possible, arrange in advance to have your child seated next to a window with no occupied seats in front of him. That's because most children with autism that I know are going to kick the seat, and it's really helpful if you don't have to keep apologizing to the passenger in front of you. So at the security gates, go right to the handicapped entrance. You'll usually see a little handicap sign. And if you have a doctor's note, if you need to show that, but usually you won't have to, and explain that you have a child with autism. And that way you won't have to wait in the security line. They'll wave you right through to another area, and that will cut your wait in line. Since the alternate security check does tend to be more thorough, you can ask the checker to touch your child as little as possible. Then at the gate, ask to seat your child before the other passengers board the plane. You know, when they say passengers who need special assistance, that is your time to get on the plane. As you board the plane, do advise the attendants that your child may vocalize or squirm. You may tell them that he has autism, whatever works for you. Personally, I do find that having an upbeat and loving attitude about my son, rather than appearing anxious or embarrassed, earns more tolerance from other people for my son's unusual behaviors, and I've never been hassled about my son's behaviors on the plane. And I think that is because I do really keep a positive attitude about it, and in a matter of fact attitude about it. I'm apologetic when it's necessary, but you know, my son is who he is, and I'm not defensive about it. In fact, you know, it's one of the things that I love about him. So, that's, you know, that may not be your particular attitude, but it won't bully me, buy you acceptance when you need it. Now you're getting to you're at the airport. You finally made it into Orlando. Welcome and congratulations on making it through that flight. Now, if you're not renting a car, you can consider renting a limo, which will cost you about $100 round trip to your hotel, and that'll take you and your family to your hotel. Now, one nice thing about the limo, not the van ones, but if you get like your own town car, that they'll stop at the grocery store for you and let you stop for about 20 minutes, and you can save a bundle on buying snacks and breakfast foods that you can store in your hotel room. But if you don't want to do that, then of course do take the Disney bus if you are staying at the Disney Resort, which I highly recommend. It's fun, and your child will probably enjoy the bus ride almost as much as he'll enjoy the rides later. Speaking of the Disney Resort hotels, that's where I prefer to stay rather than off-site. Among these resorts, more expensive is not always better. My son and I liked All Stars Movies, which was about $80 a night, much more than the Contemporary, which was about $250 a night, and that's their low rate. All Stars Movie had better pools, it had a better food court, and it just basically had an overall more fun atmosphere. Some of the people who post on allearsnet.com didn't like it, and they said it was noisy, but that wasn't my experience. And if you ask for a quiet room, you will get a quiet room, and you don't have to worry about the noise. I've stayed at the Port Orleans French Quarter Resort, but not with my son, and I loved it. I thought it was a terrific, although it is hard to beat the kid appeal of All-Star Movies. It has all those 101 Dalmatians and the Toy Story characters all over it. Like I said, request a quiet room rather than a room by the pool, and you can bring a white noise machine. If you don't have a white noise machine, you can get one to $40 or $50 at JCPenney Kellogg, and I've used mine for years, and I love it. Usually have a free mini refrigerator in the room, so that's available for your medication. And if you tip generously each day, housekeeping may leave some surprises in your room, and that's always fun. Okay, so enough about the hotels. Let's talk about the guest assistance card. The guest assistance card is really what makes a vacation at Disney World feasible with a child with autism. This free card helps a child with autism who may become overwhelmed by long waits or crowds enjoy the Disney attractions. To request one, you go with your child to guest services, which is located inside the entrance of the park. For example, if you're going to the Magic Kingdom first, you go to the town hall, it'll be right on your left side, and you go to the desk and you ask for a guest assistance card. You may want to bring a doctor's note indicating that your child does have autism. Now this card may allow you a number of options which you can ask for. It may allow you to use the fast pass return line or alternate and transfer attractions. That's so that your child won't be around crowds. It's not a get to the head of the line free pass, although you may see people getting in onto rides faster than other people waiting longer. It's basically to keep your child away from crowds. Or to go to a quieter, an alternate entrance. For example, the Pirates of Caribbean entrance, the regular entrance to the ride is very dark and windy and claustrophobic. And although you may have to wait longer to go to the alternative entrance, it is so worth it. And you may not have to wait longer. It is a really great card that way. It also may allow you to use your child's stroller as a wheelchair, so you can wheel it right up to the rides and park it in the wheelchair area. To use this, you just go to the wheelchair designated gate and you will see that, and ask for a cast member to help you. Now, typically, you'll only wait a few minutes to board rides using this card. It will also give you designated seating at shows if you need that. For example, we went to see a show at the MGM Studios, and we sat actually in the wings. I was able to keep my son in the stroller because he was upset by the show, and I fed him Jolly Beans so I could watch a little bit of it, and then we were able to go. But he wasn't, you know, disturbing anyone else this way, and it was really a lifesaver. And then also, if you show it to the costume characters' handlers, you don't want to use that to get to the front of the line. You'll wait in line with everybody else. But if you show it to them, they'll know to spend a little extra time with your child and really engage with them. And all the Disney employees that I met, or almost all of them, were really skilled and experienced in dealing with children with autism. So nice. I mean, I think you'll be as impressed as I was. Now, this guest assistance card, you'll be using it and pulling it out a lot, and you don't want to lose it. So if you get, you'll find that it fits really nicely into a Samsonite boarding pass holder or just a regular boarding pass holder, and you can get that for about $10 at Target, and that's really handy because you can put it around your neck and you'll be showing it a lot, and you don't have to dig it out of a purse or wherever you think you found it. And it's great for boarding passes too. I usually have to have one hand on my son at all times. I'm a single mom and it's just him and me when we travel, so he elopes. So one hand's always on my son and I need one hand to do the other stuff, so having that boarding pass holder is great. Enjoying the theme parks. Now, given all that walking you're doing, it's fortunate that Disney World is the one place where no one will look at you funny for having an older child in a stroller. You will see neurotypical 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13-year-old children in strollers at the end of the day. You can use a Graco, even if your child is over 40 pounds, believe me. If they're comfortable in there, don't worry about it. Those things are tested for much heavier weights. Or you can rent a special needs stroller from MobilityEquipmentRentals.com or one of the other people. It costs about $50 for a week, and they'll deliver it to your hotel and they'll pick it up. I don't like the park rental strollers. They're kind of hard and low to the ground, but very much like zoo strollers if you've rented them at the zoos. But in a pinch, believe me, they're better than nothing, and they are easy to push, and you will not have to deal with a whiny child. I recommend starting with it at the get-go. You just get one at the beginning of the day, even when they're not tired, because don't wait till they're exhausted and then go back and try and get a stroller. Often they'll be sold out, or a wheelchair. So get one and just, resolve yourself that you're going to be pushing them all day, and dump them out when you get to the ride and then have them pop back in. It's just his little space that will make him feel that much more secure in the park, and it just was a lifesaver for us. So like I said, try a stroller, adapted stroller, a wheelchair. You can leave ours. We used to park ours and then just walk around, just the two of us, when he was feeling energetic and to blow off steam. So it doesn't mean that you're tied to it, and put something on it so you recognize it, because you may not believe how many strollers are out there. So put a balloon or something on it, but you'll find it. Don't worry. You'll have fun. Now about the parks, the park rides, it's funny. My son loved the monorail, I think, as much as he loved the other rides. He loved the pools at the hotels. And that is part of it, dealing with a child with autism, is you do have to kind of go with the flow. They will be fascinated by things that you may not think, or what most children would be drawn to. And for example, one of my son's favorite rides is the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, which is kind of like a little metro ride in Tomorrowland. There's never a line for that. You just hop right on and hop right off. And he loved that. It's very low-key and sedate. He liked It's a Small World for the same reason. And the land boat ride at Epcot. He liked the boat rides at Mexico and Norway. These are smaller rides with a lot of visual input, and they are fun. But there's just so much to see. Again, you may not want to try and do it all on this trip. Just really enjoy the special moments that come along. And again, trying not to do it all is I guess one of the things I'd like to tell you. Whenever possible, just try and leave the park before dinner time. Here's the one little secret I'll impart to you, is that after dinner time, the parks become a much different place. The cast members are still really nice, but the people, there's people yelling at their kids, and the kids are exhausted and they're crying, and Spectro Magic comes along and it's beautiful, but it's really loud. The fireworks are gorgeous, but they're really loud. And some of those things are just better viewed from a distance if you have a child with autism. So, if you can leave your park right around or before dinner time and go back to your hotel and have dinner there, maybe pizza, and go to the pool if you want to. One of our favorite wind down activities was just walking around the hotel grounds, and they're beautiful, and checking out all the little fun things that we see there. And then I think that you'll find that you really enjoy that. Now, here's a word about safety. As I mentioned, my son is an eloper. He tends to run away. And if your child tends to wander, you can get an ID sticker at guest services, or you can put a sticker on them. I think it helps if you dress your child in solid bright colors, like solid bright t-shirts or cotton polos. The inexpensive ones from Target and JCPenney are great. And they also look really nice in photographs. But importantly, if he's dashing away from you in a crowd, it makes him really easy to spot. So I dress my child in a lot of bright red or bright blue or bright orange, bright yellow, so I can find him really quickly. If he does stray, again, you want to keep photographs of your child with you right in your visual helper's photo album if you want, and immediately tell a Disney employee. Don't wait, because they do have special training, and they're trained to find him very quickly. And the one time that my son did get away from me for about 2 minutes, the worst 2 minutes of my life, they found him, you know, in record time. So again, don't worry about that. That's like the worst case scenario, and again, they're prepared for that. Have a wonderful time on your vacation, and let me know how it goes. Take care.